Now, they've been popping the champagne corks in Ballymena because a deal to save County Antrim's bus builder Wrightbus has moved a step closer after a dispute over the sale of the factory was resolved. Vincent Kearney, Northern correspondent, has more. Why are they popping the champagne corks, the former workers at Wrightbus, Vincent?
Well, Anya, they say quite often that a week is a long time in politics, and clearly 24 hours is a very long time indeed in business, because yesterday the prospect of this kind of a deal looked to be dead in the water. Just over 2 weeks ago, around 1,200 people were told they'd lost their jobs with immediate effect. Now, since then, Anya, they've been protesting the factory. They've been calling on the owner, Jeff Wright, to sell the business. But yesterday he issued a statement announcing that attempts to save the company had failed. He said he'd been unable to reach an agreement with a potential buyer. That potential buyer was English industrialist Joe Bamford. He also issued a statement saying that the talks had failed. They then engaged in a bit of a blame game. There's a war of words between the two. The sticking point was land on which the factory was built. That land is owned separately to the company by a different company, which is also owned by Jeff Wright. Now, since that statement was issued yesterday, he has been under incredible pressure from workers, from unions, from politicians to free up that land to make a sale. But as I say, yesterday afternoon, people here were pretty despondent. The unions were quite depressed. They said there was a sliver of hope, they put it, that this deal could be made. And all of a sudden today, 24 hours later, an entirely different picture. Joe Bamford announced an agreement in principle has been reached. Jeff Wright confirmed that later in a statement. Now, worth pointing on, of course, this is an agreement in principle. The final detail still has to be ironed out with the administrators. But the workers have been told the talks will continue over the weekend with an expected update on Monday or Tuesday. Now, the mood here just over 2 weeks ago was very different. People were shocked, they were angry, they were very depressed, despondent. They believed their jobs had gone and that the future of this factory was gone. Today is very different. As you said, the workers earlier this morning, some of them popped champagne corks. They were eating burgers and hot dogs together. There was a bit of a party mood. Some of them are still concerned that they will not have a job, but the union is pretty convinced at this stage that the majority of those 1,200 jobs that were lost will now be re-employed over the next weeks and months ahead.
And the farmlands in dispute there to be gifted to Mid and East Antrim Council, is that right?
That's right. That seems to be the deal reached. They'd be gifted to the council. Now, Jeff Wright has said the farmlands will be in honour of his father, Sir William Wright, who founded the factory. He has been free from criticism in the past few weeks. It's been very noticeable on you that while workers and the unions have been highly critical of Jeff Wright, they have praised William Wright to the high heavens and said they have no issue with him at all. So it looks like there'll be some kind of council initiative, perhaps started businesses, perhaps charity as well, and that some of that business initiative may well bear the name of William Wright. That seems to be part of the deal. So there will be a legacy certainly for William Wright, and that seems to be the final hurdle, if you like, that Joe Bamford had to overcome in this prospective sale.
Thank you for that, our Northern correspondent Vincent Kearney.